News of the alleged shooter's religion instantly made this a delicate moment for the nation's Muslims, and many have been offering prayers for the victims. Muslim groups say what the alleged shooter did was a brutal act and a personal act. NPR's Kerry Khan reports.
Muslim leaders across the country were quick to condemn the shootings at Fort Hood.
This is a sad day in our nation's history, and we reiterate the American Muslim community's condemnation of this cowardly attack.
In Washington, D.C., Nihad Awad, who heads the Council on American-Islamic Relations, said everyone's thoughts are with the victims and their families. And he added, while little is known about the shooter's motives, there is no defense for such actions.
No political or religious ideology could ever justify or excuse such wanton and indiscriminate violence.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
At the Southern California Islamic Center, a small crowd remained late into the evening. Worshipper Mohammed Shamin Hussein said many stayed to pray for the victims in Texas.
This really is hard. I can think about their parents, their brother, sister. It really is shocking news for everyone.
Shamin says when he found out that the shooter was Muslim, he couldn't help but worry about a backlash. Groups from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee to the Muslim Public Affairs Council issue statements urging calm and cautioning members in their communities to take precautions. Several organizations said they had already received hate emails, and a death threat had been sent to a mosque in Irving, Texas, outside Dallas. In Los Angeles, law enforcement was sent to area mosques, according to Sheriff Lee Baca.
The Sheriff's Department currently is deploying deputy sheriffs and radio cars to all the Islamic centers and Muslim mosques within our jurisdiction. And that, I think, is just a preventative measure.
LA's interim police chief said local cops are also on the lookout for any attacks against Muslims. The executive director of the local Muslim Public Affairs Council, Salam Al-Marati, said he's thankful for the support, but police alone can't protect his community.
We need to remain vigilant, but at the same time, we don't want people to change their lives completely. We want them to go on with their regular lives, but at the same time, we live in very extraordinary times.
He says Friday prayers will be held as usual, with special thoughts going out to the victims at Fort Hood. Kerry Khan, NPR News.
As we noted, Fort Hood is one of the largest military posts in the United States, a virtual city unto itself. It has more than 50,000 soldiers, not counting their families. Fort Hood has a proud history of service, which dates back to World War II, but the post and the surrounding communities have had their share of tragedy. Back in 1991, 24 people were killed and another 20 were injured when a gunman went on a shooting spree in a crowded cafeteria. At the time, that was the worst mass murder in U.S. history. And of course, investigators are still looking into yesterday's shooting, and we'll bring you more as we learn it.